climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show on this Thought Leader Thursday. There's no question with everything happening in the world and right here at home that we could use more thought leaders. I want to quickly remind you that we have teamed up with the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission, and we are doing a sleeping bag drive. I'm so excited for this. As the temperatures drop, the need increases, and the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission just simply does not have enough space at the shelters for everyone. So rather than just turning them away with nothing, they give them a sleeping bag and some food so they can at least try to stay warm. So by gathering these sleeping bags, it's going to ensure that the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission can continue doing that good work, and it's going to help make sure that people in our community are not literally left out in the cold with no way to try and keep warm. So you can bring those donations right here to KID News Radio at 1406 Commerce Way. We are continuing today looking at the hot topics, but we're doing more than just scratch the surface of these issues. We are digging a little deeper and trying to get to the heart of the matter, because one thing is pretty clear as we start looking at a lot of the big issues. There's a lot of tap dancing that goes on and a lot of just plain rhetoric that gets spouted off. And so we're trying to dig a bit deeper. And to help me do that, Kurt Hebert is here in the KID News Radio studio. Kurt, it's so good to have you here.
Yes. It's good to be here, JoLynn. Thank you.
Well, Kurt, one of the things that we're seeing an awful lot of is division, and temperatures are rising so quickly. And one of the things that continues to concern me is that I'm seeing a lot of dehumanization. People so concerned about being right, proving they're right, that they forget to treat each other with basic respect. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that goes back to, why do they want us divided? These wars are, you know, it's a business. You know, of course, there's people, innocent people getting hurt, getting killed, and I fully support peace, and I do not condone violence in any way. But why do they want us divided? Why do they want us divided with which side to choose? Israel versus Palestine, Ukraine versus Russia. We always seem to have to be on one side or the other. There always has to be a good guy or a bad guy. And depending on which side you choose, you may get ostracized for picking that side. So, you know, there's this social kind of pressure to pick a side and to stand by it.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a great way that you're putting it, because we are seeing that play out. And we're seeing people who, I think, often forget that there are certain issues that are not partisan. They are human issues. And humanity should be something that we focus on right now. And I don't know about you, Kurt, but I think humanity is taking a pretty hard hit right now.
It is taking a hard hit, but I think if we all just kind of pull back and think about, you know, nobody wants war, nobody wants anyone injured. We want peace. As humanity, we want peace. I've always had this feeling in my heart of just knowing that there would be peace on earth in my lifetime.
And especially this time of year, as you said, peace on earth, the holiday season is quickly upon us, and that's something that we focus on. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And hopefully we can get to a point where we start examining, what is the price of peace? I think that is the question of the moment.
That's true. I think you're right. That is, but the question that comes with that is, how do we attain it?
Exactly.
So my daily regimen, I do meditation. It allowed me to calm my mind, release fear, and make better choices. So as we're living in these tumultuous times, we each need to take responsibility and find the peace within ourselves. Because if you don't have peace within, you can't have peace without.
That is so true. I mean, if you look at it and you can put the emotion aside for a second, when people come at us and they're criticizing us, it's hard in the moment to remember this, but it's really not about us. Because what you'll notice, and I've tried to teach my kids this, it's not about you. When people are coming at you, it's that there is some disruption and disharmony within them, and they're projecting that onto you.
Exactly, yeah. You know, however somebody triggers you or upsets you is a reflection on you and what you need to work on.
So true. Yeah. But we get so distracted, don't you think, with everything that is going on around us, that sometimes these little basic tidbits of wisdom and information get kicked to the curb.
Over the courses of generations, we're programmed to be that way, to be distracted, to not focus on what is the same, how I can relate to someone and how much we're alike. It's always about how much we're different.
So true. And one of the things that comes to mind for me as I'm thinking about all of this is the fact that compromise often gets a bad rap, especially with politicians. I mean, think about how Speaker Kevin McCarthy, he was trying to keep the government open, and it's like, nope, you're out of here. You know? And so when you try to find that common ground, sometimes people accuse you of not having a backbone or not knowing where you stand.
Again, it's forced to take a side.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's just the way we're trained to do it. You know, give up critical thought, take a side, and stand on that side and suffer the consequences.
Sometimes I think, Kurt, what would happen if everybody just focused for a moment on trying to find some common ground? And it doesn't mean that you have to change how you feel, but I think there is something beautiful about trying to seek greater understanding.
Yeah, and like I was saying before, if you can understand yourself better,
mm-hmm.
and you're willing to maybe question your own beliefs and kind of push your own boundaries and let go of that fear, then I think, you know, that dialogue could expand if we just have faith in ourselves and give ourselves space to be brave and do that.
It does take a lot of courage, and I think sometimes it's important to take that quiet moment.
I pray every day, but if you don't listen for the answer, then, you know, your prayer, you'll think it goes unheard. So that meditation, what I do, you can meditate in anything you do. It's just taking that quiet moment to connect with your creator, your God, whoever or whatever name you give to it, and connect and be grounded and just, you know, let it fill you and move from that space of solitude and strength.
And in doing that, I think we are going to find that a lot of the answers are inside of us.
Exactly.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, Kurt Hebert, thank you so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio. It was so much fun to chat with you.
Thanks, Shalane. It was fun being here.
All right. That's going to do it for me. Lars is coming up next.